Hi everyone, welcome one more time to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host Elizabeth Summers, and I'm an esoteric numerologist, an ancient tarot card reader, and a student of astrology, and I kind of bundle all of that good stuff, good info together to give you each week some insight that helps you understand who you are as a soul coming into this current incarnation. I'm talking to you each week from my office, where I'm looking out at wonderful windows that, quite frankly, need a little house cleaning over since the winter is slowly leaving here. But nevertheless, beautiful panoramic windows looking at the still snow-covered Rocky Mountains in the Boulder, Colorado area. And it is a fabulous early spring day. I mean, it's one of those days that just kind of gets your motor going. You feel like getting out the squeegee and cleaning these windows that I'm looking through right now. Did I tell you last week that I got a new dog? My new dog, her name is Gracie. I named her Gracie. And she's a little rescue dog, and she's a purebred golden retriever, the most loving, precious, little, gentle thing in the world. I, for many, many years, have had golden retriever, and my special mama dog passed away into the spirit world about a year and a half ago. And you know, folks, it's just taken me about that long to regroup. Don't they become part of our family? And I just kept getting signs from spirit that was redirecting me. Now's the time that we need to kind of think about this again. And so here in Colorado, in Golden, Colorado, is a wonderful golden retriever rescue that brings in golden retrievers from Humane Society, and people turn them in and whatever. I can't believe why someone would turn in a golden retriever. And there she was. I toodlooed down there a couple Saturdays ago just to look. You know how we go, just to look at a new car, just to look at a new house, just to look. Well, I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and out came this precious little girl, sweet, beautiful little face, and I was hooked, and I brought her home, and they said, well, now you know, Elizabeth, she thinks that she is the head honcho girl dog, the alpha dog. I said, well, that's okay, then there's two of us. Oh, you know, Elizabeth, she is a counter surfer. She jumps up on the counter and she takes food off the counter, and she even goes to the table and takes off knives and forks and spoons. And I said, mm-hmm. She has not entered into the Elizabethan dog training camp. And the little girl tried it when she came home once and never, ever, ever has tried it again, folks. She's a perfect little lady. And I just wanted to share my good news with you. You know, numerology is not as well known as astrology. Everybody knows what astrology is, and not everyone knows how does this numerology stuff work. Well, numbers are codes, like a stenographer's shorthand, like Morse code, like the X's and the O's that are in the computer system that the programmers use. Even our letters of our alphabet are simply codes. They are codes for sounds. That's why phonetics is so valuable in teaching children how to read phonetically, because the letters are sounds, and those sounds have information. In numerology, in this ancient work, and this body of work is thousands of years old. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I'm just studying it every which way but loose, because on a personal level, I have found it to be absolutely life-changing, so valuable. And believe me, it straightened me out in many which ways. And my goal each time I visit with you in the magical world of numbers is to share with you what I know, share with you this ancient information, share with you these codes. Some would say they're secret codes. I'm not into secrets. Someone once said to me, and it is an axiom in the 12-step program, that you are as sick as your secrets. I don't believe in secrets. What I know, you'll know. If I don't know it, I don't know it. We'll find out. We'll go on from there. Ain't no big thing. And so the ancient number interpretations is what I talk to you about each week. Why am I doing this? To empower you, to make life easier for you, to help you to understand why and what is the message and what are the signs, just as I got signs from spirit, from my angelic being, from my master guides, that now was the time, girly girl, to go get your little golden retriever. You're ready, we're ready, she's there waiting for you. A lot of times, your angels, your spirit guides, your masters will start putting numbers in front of you repetitively to send you some sort of message. So pay attention. And if you're not sure what that repetitive number means, go to my website. My website, Elizabeth Summers, Summers like the season, .com. And right on that homepage, I have listed the numbers 1 through 9, what they mean. Now, when I do my big private readings for clients, people who find value in the work that I do, people who are interested in straightening out their lives, it can be done through this work. They will request from me an appointment, a reading that talks about their whole life, or maybe just 2007. What's going on in 2007? You can do the same thing on my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Click on that readings and channeling session. Look at that little button at the top, that little tab at the top. Click that on. Go over and look at the various descriptions. And if you need to call me, send me an email about it. It's okay. And we'll get it all straightened out. We'll do our reading together, and you will be totally amazed. It's amazing to me. Folks, it's not about me. I'm just a student through which this ancient, powerful information comes out of my mouth. Each time you come visit with me, be sure you have pencil and paper, because I try to jam pack each week's visit full of information. That information on a monthly basis is expounded upon through my newsletter called Little Bits of Numbers. It's free. It can come to you free. Just go to my website, that same website, ElizabethSummers.com, on the homepage, on the left-hand corner, little pink box, describes what is in this newsletter I just sent out March of 2007. You can have it too. Go to the contact page, send me an email, sign me up, Elizabeth. It's on its way as soon as I get the email. You'll love it, you'll enjoy it, you'll share it with your friends, and they can sign up too. Each week we talk about a number, the magic behind the number, what it's all about. Well, this week we're doing something a little different. You still need that pencil and paper. You still need to know where to find me. And if you hold on till clear to the end of the show, I have a special offer that I'm giving to my BBS clients only for a short time. Only to celebrate spring. Only for a short time. So hold on. Take us clear to the end till I say goodbye for this week. But right now, with that pencil and paper in your hand, all I want you to do is simply, some of you are working ahead. Some of you think that you know what I'm going to talk about this week. No working ahead here. Stick with me, because if you miss one step, you can just miss everything. All I want you to do is write down your birth month, just the numerals, nothing. See, numbers are the abstract interpretation of the numerals that that little ink pen or that little lead pen is writing down on a piece of paper. I'm interpreting what that means, and what that means is called a number. You are writing down a numeral. So write down the numerals, not the words of your birth month and your birth day. And then I want you to add to it the number 27. Why are we adding 27? Well, let's just hold that thought. That might be today's magic number. We in the universe, energetically, are bundles of energy. And the ancient masters who have worked out all of these systems, these informational systems, that helped in the past gazillions and millions of people to guide their lives. And if it can guide all those from the past, my attitude is it can still guide me. Thank you very much. These highly evolved, brilliant, spiritually connected souls in the past, 5,000 years old, 2,000 years old, 3,000 years ago, developed systems of information that were used by wisdom givers to help people who were human being, to help souls who were human being in that moment of time, understand their lives. Understand what's happening now, Alfie. Why is this happening to me? And if we understand that we are energy people, that we are energies, and as energies, we work in rhythms, in circular rhythms, the universe itself works in circular rhythms. In astronomy, it's called orbits. In astrology, it's called orbits. In numerology, it's called personal year cycles. It's called cycles. But the geometric that is involved with it, nevertheless, is a circle. The universe works in a circle. And that old universal law of what comes around goes around, which is a wonderful description of the Sanskrit word karma, is all about circles. You put out good energy, you in the circle of life get good energy back, either in this lifetime or other lifetimes. But believe me, folks, it's coming back a lot faster to many of us in this lifetime. That is making many of us say, I'm not taking any chances. I'm doing the best that I can to do good stuff to put good energy out. Because, boy, it seems to be coming back much faster. It's called instant karma. It is a truism, and it does occur. So if you put nasty out, you get nasty back, and real fast, and even in this lifetime. Your soul doesn't have to just dilly-dally and wait till future lifetimes for that little boomerang of energy to come back to you. Uh-uh. Instant karma is absolutely energetically in play in this lifetime for you as an accelerated growth experience by everyone's soul. And so we're going to start this week and also next week. So you'll be sure you come back and visit with me. This week and next week, I'm going to talk about cycles and energy cycles that are found through numerology interpretation. We go round and around and around and around and around in a lifetime from beginning to end. In esoteric numerology and in Western numerology particularly, that was developed by Pythagoras about 2700 years ago, he and his students developed a formula that seems to hold pretty true. It's the darndest thing. And it is this formula that we can calculate and work out, and you're going to do today, that gives us insight as to the round and around and around in our lives. That helps us to understand when to hold them, when to fold them, when to move forward, when to kind of sit still. And so these are called personal year cycles. They're personal to you. Not personal to your partner, personal to your children, personal to your boss at work. They are personal to you. This is your cycle of life experience that we're going to talk about today. And throughout our entire incarnation, we go from beginning to end in repetitive 9-year cycles of life experience. Each year within that 9-year cycle has its own lesson to learn as a soul, its own theme, its own issue. Good, bad, or indifferent, it will be the number one topic of our life for 12 months. Now, don't you think it would be important to understand what it is? How do I find out what it is? Today, we're just going to scratch the surface. But on my website, ElizabethSummers.com, in that channels and readings section, that little tab, a current year reading is an hour-long reading about the year that you specifically are in. And it is hugely, hugely in-depth. The information is voluminous. So seriously, think about having a current year reading with me so I can help you get a handle on what your issue is. Well, anyway, when you are born, you do not get born in year one of your 9-year cycle. You can get born in year 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 of your 9-year cycle, and you finish that, and then you pick up and start from the beginning, the next 9-year cycle, and finish that and go on and on and on and on until you're done with this lifetime and you go on to see the face of God. You can be born in year 5 of your first 9-year cycle. And that comes from another formula, and we're not going to deal with that today. Not important. And so the formula is, and you already have it down on your paper, but before we really calculate out for you to find out just in this moment of time, in 2007 when this show is sharing with you, what year are you in your particular 9-year cycle of life experience? And what can you expect? And today we're only going to talk about years 1, 2, 3, and 4. If when we're done calculating, if you're in year 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you got to wait till next week. You got to hold on here. Or call me and we'll get you started. Now, I must tell you that in numerology, there are two schools of thought concerning this personal year formula. I'm going to do with you this year, today, the easier one, the general, okay, fine, human being one. And it will be relatively accurate for you. But I'm an esoteric numerologist that deals with the journey of the soul specifically. And the soul's journey, energetically, when it comes to this formula of the personal year, does not begin in January and goes to December. The formula that I use that collaborates with the one we're going to do today actually begins at your birthday month. So if your birthday is in June, it might take you a little while to do what today's formula indicates. So there is somewhat of a, for technical reasons that we really don't need to go into here to bore you with, but it, know that there are two schools of thought when it comes to calculating what year you are in your nine-year cycle. Somewhere throughout the year, they meet up energetically and correlate and correspond to each other and overlap each other, and it's a good thing. And so what I want you to do, very simply speaking, is you have printed on your paper your month you were born in numerals and the day you were born in numerals, and I want you to add the month. If you were born in a month like November, that's two digits. I want you to add it to a single digit. I want you to add your month to a single digit. If it's already a single digit, just repeat it. I want you to take your birthday that you were born, if it's a double digit, add it together, keep adding, till you get to a single digit, and put a circle around the single digit of your birth month. Put a circle around the digit of your birthday. And the rule is, we add to, we don't, someone's working ahead again. We are not dealing today with your birth year. Do not care, not important, not part of this formula. Forget it. All I need is your month and day today for today's work. So you've added your month to a single digit. You've added your day to a single digit. Counting on your fingers is okay, two folks. Now, I had you put down the number 27. And that number 27 is talking about the calendar year of 2007. 2007 adds to 27. And 27 adds to a single digit of a 9. Put a circle around the 9. So on your paper, you should now have three circles. And I want you to add together, using your fingers and toes if necessary, add together your three numerals that have circles around them. They stand out. This is why I put circles around them, so that you don't get confused with all these numbers floating. You have three circles. Add those three circles together. You will eventually probably, not always, but probably, get a double digit. That's okay. And I want you to put a circle around the double digit and then add that double digit down to a single number. And that single number in today's show that is coming to you in March of 2007, that single number that you have now calculated out is the personal year that you and only you, you yourself, not your wife, your brother, your son, or aunt, you are in experientially and will be influenced by the issues and themes of that year. Everyone who is in a one-year experiences the same general issues to some degree. A two-year, same general issues from the same degree. Three, four, five, same thing. Okay. If you can think of a personal year, as one of the authors said, a personal year is like a multifaceted crystal. Everyone's looking at that crystal from a different angle. And as you turn the crystal, you're turning into a new year, looking at it from a different facet. and you turn the crystal and you look at it from a different facet, which is another year and another year and another year. So let's look at the facets of your life. I cannot tell you how valuable this information is to help you. To help you as a human being. If you're thinking of moving to a new residence, there are certain years that are better for that than others. If you are thinking about getting married, there are some years better for that than others. If you are thinking of starting a new business, same thing. There are some years that are better to do that than others. And if you're finishing up a business, tying it up, or finishing up a marriage, getting divorced, or finishing up a life situation, a job, or career, there are very specific years to do that. So in knowing the personal year that you are in is so helpful. You're not banging your head against a closed door, like the ancient I Ching says. Maybe you are in a position where everything is beginning to fold around you. Come down, the job's ending, we're moving, the kids are going off to school, blah, 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 blah. It would be helpful for you to know that this is normal for the year that you are in. And so I cannot stress enough, and be sure you have your pencil and paper ready now, because I'm going to give a lot of details about years 1 to 4. Now, as I've told you today and many times before, I'm an esoteric numerologer and an ancient tarot card reader. And the numbers 1 through 78 in numerology correspond and correlate to the 78 cards of the ancient tarot deck developed by the Hebrews, developed by the ancient peoples back when they were also developing numerology and astrology. And because I know what those meanings mean, and I interpret double numbers that you eventually get to the single numbers 1 through 9, I back it up and am able to give even more information about what those single numbers mean, because I know what the double numbers mean from the ancient tarot cards. It gives me more information. You can be moving through issues connected to love, or career, or money, or stressy, I think I'm just going to slit my wrist situations. And through this information, I'm able to tell you when it's going to end. What's it all about? What are the issues that your soul's working on? Sometimes we just don't get it. Numerology helps you greatly. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the numbers 1 through 4 as your personal year. And then as I get into the details, lots of details, I'm also going to throw in for good measure some double number interpretation. That's why I wanted you to put a circle around your double numbers too. Because even though I can go up through 1 through 78, which I'm not going to do today, maybe some of the double numbers that I do mention are yours. And as a theme, as an issue, can kind of, oh, that makes sense to me. Now I get it sort of thing. Generally speaking, year 1 is a time of new beginnings. Think of a farmer planting seeds. It's not a harvest year. It's a seed planting year. It is a really active year. Action Jackson. Year two, generally speaking, in a nutshell, these are just little thumbnails in the beginning here, so to kind of set the stage, if you will. We can say this is the overture music to the real information and play that's on its way here today. In a two-year, it's a year, the key word, the buzzword is cooperation, sensitivity, relationship. And a two-year is a slow year. Think of the tortoise and the hare in Aesop's fables. Well, the hare, the rabbit, is year one. The tortoise is year two. Year three is a year of creative ideas. Having to say your truth, expressing yourself, and action picks up again. A real active year. On the other hand, year four is a year of putting down roots. Hard work. Discipline. No fluff in a four-year. Health issues. Putting into form. Giving structure to the ideas that came to you in year three. This year can be very productive, but it absolutely, folks, is like being in boot camp. You have to persevere. It's as though you had all the fun in the world in year three, you put on 100 pounds, and in year four, you're thrown into Marine camp, boot camp, where you have to focus and discipline, reorganize, restructure, and get buff again. You need to ask yourself, what's important here? Where am I going in my life? What are my dreams? And this formula of the personal year cycle is going to help you. It's going to help you if you are in year one or two or three or four, because you'll know how to handle, how to approach your dreams, so that when we're finished with this nine-year cycle, it has been accomplished. So let's talk about year one. Year one, the downstroke of God, and in tarot cards, it is the magician card. It's like being reborn. When we are in a tarot card reading, influenced by the magician card, connected to the number one, it is a time of new direction, of new beginnings, of new starts. This is the year. If your year, if your personal year is year one, and if you're like everybody else who does this work with me, you now have on your paper your year, your husband's year, your wife's year, your son's year, everybody else that you know, you have their years all figured out and assigned to whomever. I know how you are out there. And so year one is the time to begin. That's the key word, begin. The magician says begin on a new highway of life. So begin any project, and it's a time to begin because the flow of your own personal rhythm in syncopation with the universe is flowing with you. You're not like a salmon swimming upstream. And anything that is begun in year one is really good. It's in syncopation. Year one is a time of independence. Year one is a year of courage, of you taking charge, of you plying yourself. No one's going to do it for you. You can't lay in bed and daydream in a year one. You get out of bed, you put your running shoes on, and you go for life. It is a time when things start anew. It's like spring. the season of spring that we're in now. And it has an energy to it, just as that certain smell that comes from the budding of the grasses and the forsythia and the little crocus popping their little heads up. Everything that you do in year one is going to affect the whole future of the nine-year cycle that you are currently in. So think of planting seeds that is going to take 8-9 years to really bloom. In year one, it means that you need to focus on you. You need to use this year to make self-improvement, like self-improvement classes, exercise classes. Change your image. Change your hair color. Put blonde streaks in your hair. Get a little punky, maybe, in your hair design. Use new makeup. Get new clothes. Have what they call, what is that, a renovation of your house. Get a makeover. This is perfect for year one, and more than any other year. You know, you need to focus on yourself. Get acquainted with what you need. Because if your attitude in year one has to be, according to Robert Schuller, who gave me this 20-some years ago, and it's been one of my mantras, if it's meant to be, it is up to me. That is your year one. If it is meant to be, it is up to me. This is a time for a new you. Last year was probably not so spiffy doodle. When we are in a 9 year, sometimes it can be like, will this ever be over? And we'll talk about that more when we talk about the 9 year in weeks to come. So now we have you with new hairdo, with new body, with new attitude, with new independence of courage and this and that and the other thing. And we're reiterating that the number one year is very important. It is a time of advancement and progress. It is a time when you have to be willing. You have to use your free will and your courage. Get a little moxie here. You have to be willing to allow for change. This is your year to stand alone, to lead, to be an individual. Anything, as long as you continue to apply yourself to it through year 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, anything that you, of a new nature, that you apply yourself to, that you begin in year one, is almost guaranteed to be successful. This is the best year and the best time to go after opportunities, to broaden your horizons. Oh, now sometimes things can get a little unruly emotionally in the early part of the year, because there's kind of like a new you that's coming out, and people are like, who is that person? And emotionally speaking, things can get a little wacko, but they'll settle down. They'll settle down. In the year, the most intense push forward month will be September. If you are in a 1 year, know that in the September of that 1 year, will be the month when you will be like a steamroller in life, plowing full steam ahead. Now listen, folks, just because we are the epitome of hard-driving, independence, courageous, mental energy in year one, do not expect opportunities to fall in your lap. You have got to go after them. You're the one that has to take the initiative and investigate things and research things. Keep going. No matter what happens, keep going. I mean, it takes, remember, our little metaphor, a little analogy for year one is about a seed. And that poor little seed, that little mustard seed, any seed, has to push and shove and hump and puff and huff and puff and what have you to break through its shell. And then when it breaks through its shell to germinate, then it's got to break through all the dirt before it can poke its little head up into the sunshine. So in some instances, indeed, this just might be a little huff and puff here. But if a little mustard seed can do it, so can you. I want you to keep pushing, 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 pushing towards your goals. I want you in year one to follow your intuition. Do what your instincts tell you is the correct action. Year one is a very masculine vibration, very independent, very intellectual. This is not a lovey-dovey, heart-centered year, folks, energetically. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have love in your life and what have you. But in year one, the brain is in action. This is not a partnership year. Year two, total opposite. Whoa, Nelly, slow this train down, back up, regroup, listen to other people, defer to other people, wait a little bit, can be some delays. This is a relationship year, a partnership year, a year when you need to be looking out for the needs of other people. And unlike last year when you were focusing on your own needs, you now are second place. And in year two, there people frequently are moving, but at a snail's pace, quite frankly, and need to be kind of adaptable and a little bit more in balance in their lives. This is a year when the number one word is cooperation. That's the lesson to be learned in a number two year. It is a year of compromise, of seeking harmony, of doing things slowly. That little seed is germinating. It's still under the ground, but it's doing its thing, and it's germinating, if you will. And it needs to slow down the pace of life a little bit. And sometimes in a two-year, you know, it can get a little confusing. Should I be going up? Should I be going sideways? Where's my seed going to grow? A number two-year can be really confusing and sometimes difficult to understand. So what do we need? We need patience. And we need harmony in our lives. And the best way to get it is through cooperation and friendliness and peaceful associations. The number two is not a combative energy. It is not an in-your-face vibration, no matter how it's applied and where it's applied to you as an entity. So it's best in a two-year for you to kind of stay in the background, sit in the back of the room, if you will, watch the leaders up front, and you need to cultivate, germinate what's already planted and improve upon it. And this year, in a two-year, the number two is connected to females, the feminine energy. And so associations with females or the feminine energy, or guys that have feminine energy more so than male energy, this will be the predominant association this year. If you are not willing to give and take in a relationship, if you're still being the blowtorch bulldog that's a hangover from year one, then know that a breakup. Yep, this is a good year for fracture. This is a good year when breakups do occur in partnerships, in relationships, in marriages. The number two year calls for improvement in every aspect of your life. Go out and buy those new clothes. Redecorate your house. Keep an eye on the budget. Pay attention to details. No gambling allowed. No speculating allowed. And should anyone owe you money from the past, this is kind of a good year when you probably will be able to collect the debts from those people who owe you money. There's kind of a chance of unexpected income. that from the past that can kind of show up this year. And any kind of metaphysical or philosophical or religious activities that you choose to participate in, I think will bring you some nice rewards. There can be, as far as our career goes in a 2-year, there can be some delays because this is your year of germination. So accept, be gracious. The time for expansion is on its way. This is a time when you need to listen to your intuition to guide you. The number 2 is the High Priestess card in tarot cards. The inner voice, the subconscious. A time when you will most likely be dealing with karmic partnerships. Souls that you've been in partnerships with in other lifetimes. If they are good partnerships, they are just, they will come in and succeed. If they were not, they will come in and attempt to betray you. But if you listen to your intuition to guide you, you will see it, you will feel it. Something doesn't feel right, and you'll go merrily on your way. Now, year 3, happy, happy, happy. Now our little seed pokes up through the dirt, puts its little stem in the air, and expands, gets its little leaves going. So in a 3-year is one of the hardest in some instances to understand. On one hand, it's a year of joy and fun and socializing, but it can also be a time when you have to watch what you say, because what you say can cause some grief. So in a 3-year, you have to learn to say what's in your heart. You need to find words of what you feel. You have to go into the world and speak your truth. And some people, that's really painful. This is the year of self-expression, creativity, having fun, playing with friends. Happy, happy, happy. It is a time of singing, dancing, travel, anything you have to sell, 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 sell. You sell in a 3-year. Get out and enjoy your life. Go socialize. Any kind of creative expression, whether it's writing a book or lecturing or going on radio and television and improving yourself, anything to do with communication. Fabulous. For a 3-year. The 3 is the number of the Empress card in tarot cards, and she loves the party. She loves to spend. She loves the good life. In a 3-year, you have to watch your waistline, folks. There's a tendency to eat a lot because we're in an energy of carefreeness. It is a great year to improve your career and make new friends, especially through networking, through associations, through friendships. Try not, little secret here, try not to talk too much about the projects that you're working on. Kind of avoid talking, which is kind of hard to do, about, because in a 3-year, even though luck is with you and opportunity is with you, your success will resurrect jealousy in even your closest friends. And envy and jealousy may be thrown at you in a 3-year. Because of your happy-go-lucky sort of feeling, try not to overextend yourself. Because you're just so full of energy, you take on this project, that project, something else project. The business that you started in year 1 becomes strengthened in year 3. And existing businesses and love relationship, and especially if it's a 21-3-year, oh, folks, love is in the air. Achievement and success is in the air. So if your year that you are in is a 21-3, hallelujah chorus will be sung. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity in year 3. Now, after all that wild and crazy expansion going on, travel, singing, dancing, having a good time, we get and hit the wall in year four. Year four is the year when you've got to manage. The key word is manage the expansion that you've experienced. You need to look at your health, especially your bones. If you're overweight, a little diet and exercise, particularly exercise, is important in year four. You need to watch your health in year four. It's a time when you need to put your life in order. Set up systems. Lay down solid foundations for your future. And that goes for the home and the family. Get insurance if you believe in insurance. Lay down the foundation. Put the closets in order. Put the garage in order. All of that triggers the subconscious to vibrationally put your life in order. The key word for a four-year is order. If some foundations of your life need to be reset, reorganized, this is the year to do it. Because subconsciously, the focus of your soul in a four-year is about security, it is about stability, it is about reliability. It is a time for practicality. You can see the difference. You know, I often think these personal years are like a roller coaster. Sometimes people say, oh, my life is such a roller coaster. And it kind of is. Year one, up we go. Year two, down we go. Year three, up we go. Year four, down we go. Year five, up we go. Year six, up and on. Year nine, we get off the roller coaster and go on to a new ride. In a year four, this is your year of work. Put your nose to the grindstone. Pay off any bills. Be very vigilant when it comes to finances, when it comes to your physical body, when it comes to your emotional affairs. Because this year, things, if you are not organized, they are going to backfire. Every single detail in a four-year requires attention. It attests your ability to get down to work. And, you know, this year, contrary to year three, year four is not a year when romance is particularly emphasized. But having said that, a love relationship that is begun in year four has a really good chance of surviving for a long time. How good is that? So year four, even though it's not a little lovey-dovey, hearts and flowers kind of energy, it's good for long-term romance. This is a year that carries some karma to it. So be sure you pay for any past physical and emotional and financial debts that maybe have kind of accumulated over the previous years. Pay them off. Try not to make any major change this year. Like in your job or your career, this is not your change year. It's on its way, but this is not it. Keep taking that seed that you planted in year one, that you cultivated slowly, fertilized in year two. And this is every aspect of your life, whether it's your work, your job, your house, your love life, your personal self. Year two, cultivated. Year three, expanded. Stepped out a little bit into the sunshine. Your year of expansion. Year four is like the little stem that says, well, okay, I'm out here now. All right. I've got to get those roots anchored a little bit more because it gets windy in this field. So don't make any major changes in year four. Exercise a lot of self-discipline. Watch your diet. Get plenty of rest. The workload can be oppressive in a four-year, but expect many rewards. To all my BBS listeners, If I could show you how a numerology reading is going to change your life, would you do it? And if you would be interested, go to my website, request a, call me, send me an email for a numerology reading that is a natal reading or a current year reading. Use the code, the special code, B422. That's B422. And for a short time only, if you order your reading and use that code B422, I will send you free my workbook for parents and children that will help you grandparents, teachers, moms, dads, everybody, in a very easy workbook that has all the explanations in it for you to know all about your child. B422, for a short time only, to celebrate spring. So until next week when we visit together again, and know it has been a delight, I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things, and thank you for visiting with me one more time in a magical world of numbers.